como puede ser verdad.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, February 26, 2024, 9:07 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in studio by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Yeah.
Doing great.
Back from the weekend.
Boy, we got a big week coming up, too.
Yes, we do. Yep, we're headed to the 1A state basketball tournament starting Wednesday. We'll be following five local teams, the Monticello boys and girls team, the Whitehorse boys and girls team, and then, of course, the number one seed in the 1A Utah girls basketball tournament, the Monument Valley Lady Cougars. So busy week ahead starting on Wednesday.
Big culmination of the winter sports season. We've only got a few days left, but they'll be big days.
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we look forward to bringing you those broadcasts. Again, we're going to start Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. and go up till we've got two games going on at 7 o'clock that night. So that's just day one. So we'll be bringing you that action all day on 92.7 Wednesday. So should be a lot of fun. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, it's the Utah State Legislative Session going on now. And as part of that, each year the legislature passes a budget bill for the state of Utah for the year. Taking a look at that bill, called the Bill of Bills often, the Executive Appropriations Committee approved the budget just last Friday night, $28 billion in taxpayer dollars for funding social programs, infrastructure. State also approved a small modest tax cut for folks in the state, about $167 million in income tax cut. But folks that are against it have noted that calculations, families making $60,000 to $99,000 a year, about a $67 average cut for those families, although the child tax credit was expanded as well. But again, it's a huge bill and not quite passed yet. There may be some changes made to it yet, but as of right now, as part of that bill, there's a line item, $7.5 million for a San Juan Hospital building replacement loan. Of course, the hospital in Monticello, the oldest hospital in the state of Utah, and they're looking to get that replaced, and local leaders working to get some funds. And right now in the budget, there's a $7.5 million line item listed as a San Juan Hospital building replacement loan.
You know, and the legislative season is a lot like the basketball season. It comes to a climax, and you never know what's going to happen until the last shot is thrown up. I think it's this weekend, and it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens with that. But they've made a lot of progress, is what I understand, and we'll see what the final result is.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen projects, you know, get funded after a lot of work, and we've seen projects that seem like they're going to, and they don't, and we've seen projects that no one knew anything about, and all of a sudden they've got some funding. Well, someone knew something about them, but
you know, and then there's always some unexpected surprises, and we may have had those last week in the Utah State Legislative Session. Heard an awful lot about baseball stadiums and hockey arenas and big ticket items that may draw resources away from the hinterland and into the Wasatch Front. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I know they talk about the legislative process as making sausage, and could be ugly behind the scenes, but I know that there's been an awful lot of good work put into it.
Yeah, that talk about bringing a baseball team, NHL team to Utah, I mean, that's exciting until then you remember that, you know, it's taxpayer-funded to help billionaires get, you know, their stadiums
to bring billionaires, built. But man alive, I wouldn't mind going to a Major League Baseball game in Salt Lake on a beautiful summer evening.
I know they know how to get folks, I guess, you know, with sports options like that. So that'll be interesting to see if that happens. But anyways, that's That's an item part of the state legislative session. Haven't followed it super closely this year on Red Rock 92, but we'll keep an eye out, especially when local items like that may be getting some funding. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, taking a look at some of those items. Well, actually, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Running now at the Moab Museum, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds in a Moab prison camp, Japanese American incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. Four packs of GE HD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, February 26, 2024, 9:16 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle, taking a look at some other local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look, looks like we've got a winter storm warning in effect starting tonight till 11 p.m., That's going to be in the northwest San Juan Mountains and southwest San Juan Mountains. So over on the far side, far eastern side of our listening area. But there is a winter warning in effect starting tonight and continuing into tomorrow. So travel could be impacted if you're headed over the San Juans today or tomorrow. So be careful. Wind chills as low as 30 below zero could cause frostbite for exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. So slow down, use caution while traveling, and may be hard to see with blowing snow.
Yeah, up in the high country, I think it's going to be windy just about everywhere. A lot of wind gusts coming up. It sure is glad to have Tim Root back, our Red Rock Weather Center meteorologist, who's I think he's got more longevity on this station than any of us. But was it under the weather last week, and now he's on top of the weather again this week.
Very good. Glad to have Tim back, and glad he's feeling well. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news throughout the Red Rock listening area, some news out of Grand County, where the county is hoping once again to pave Sand Flats Road. This report from Sophia Fisher with the Times Independent at a February 20th meeting. The Grand County Commission approved a letter of support for a grant application to pave 7 miles of road, repaving the first paved mile and laying new asphalt all the way to Porcupine Rim's West Trailhead. If awarded the nearly $19 million in federal funds, and also go towards the construction of a multi-use path detached, except for some tight spots for the entrance booth to Porcupine Rim. Commissioners seemed lukewarm on the proposal, according to Fisher's report. But Sand Flats Recreation Area Director Andrea Brand and Grand County Roads Supervisor Bill Jackson argued the roads needs at least some new pavement to stop washboarding and ensure safety on the heavily trafficked recreation artillery. Letter ultimately approved, but to find out more about some of the conversation around that, you can read about it in the latest edition of the Times Independent, available online at moabtimes.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in Moab, where the city giving an update on the Cane Creek Boulevard construction. Crews are going to begin to mill the roadway this week, with temporary access closures occurring. A new bike path detour will be implemented because the removal of existing asphalt will result in a gravel surface that is unsafe for some bikes' travel. Crews will maintain a hard usable bike path on King Creek Boulevard from 500 West to Mountain View Drive, and then bicycle riders will be asked to detour onto Mountain View Drive. The road will remain open to vehicle traffic, but drivers should use extreme caution if traveling in the construction area. So, there's going to be temporary closures with milling equipment that's scheduled to begin today, continuing through Wednesday, with accesses closed for up to 30 minutes, and flagging operations will be active. So, Cane Creek Boulevard construction underway, and you can expect it's going to impact travel a little bit, whether by car or especially by bike.
Yeah, and if you're headed into the backcountry up over Hurrah Pass or that area, Cane Creek Boulevard, this is about 2 miles downstream from Moab, through the portal, the site of a significant construction effort there. There'll be homes and all sorts of stuff, so expect delays, but man, it's incredible what they're trying to do down there.
Yeah. So this is specifically, we're talking about the road work being done, but yeah, Bill's mentioning there's an opportunity for quite a bit of construction to be coming up in Cane Creek Boulevard area. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there'll be a celebration of life service for Robert Lewis Saunders on Saturday. Oh, I'm sorry. We had a busy weekend. We've only got one to announce right now. Funeral services for Matthew Dwayne Benson begin at 11 a.m. on Friday, March 1st, in Salem, South Dakota. Matthew, just 18 months old, is the son of Colton and Elida Benson, formerly of Monticello. That's a very sad one to announce. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Well, thanks for sharing that, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. Glad you've joined us this morning. We're going to take a break and be right back. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel, the ultimate destination for non-stop entertainment in the Four Corners. From thrilling gaming action to mouth-watering dining, comfortable lodging, sports betting, and pulse-pounding bingo, Ute Mountain Casino is your go-to spot for live entertainment and now live poker at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Celebrate backyard birds during National Bird Feeding Month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. We've got big sales on Ace 40-pound wild bird food and 20-pound black oil sunflower seed. Assorted varieties of Ace bird suet, just $139 apiece. Plus, save on Ace spray paint, yard and garden tools, Flex Seal products, Gorilla Tape, and much more. It's all part of our Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January white sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Monday morning, 9:25 a.m. on this February 26.
And that song we just heard, Baby Come to Me by Patty Austin and James Ingram, was the number one song in the nation on this day 41 years ago today in 1983. It was a great song. Rod Temperton wrote that song, and man, he was on a streak at the time. He was one of the main songwriters for Michael Jackson. He wrote Thriller, Off the Wall, Rock With You, and This Baby Come to Me. General Hospital was the big soap opera at the time, and Luke Spencer was this heartthrob that was falling in love. And so this song, Baby Come to Me, was heavily featured on General Hospital, and so it became number one. Anyway, it was a big song back in the day. On this day in history, Napoleon escaped from the island of Elba on this day in 1815. For 100 days, he went back to France and got them all worked up again. And then they had the Battle of Waterloo, and Napoleon met his Waterloo. Anyway, that's on this day. On this day in 1919, Grand Canyon National Park was created. And 10 years later, on this day in 1929, the Grand Teton National Park was created. And on February 26, 1993, the World Trade Center was bombed in an act of terrorism. So the first bombing of the World Trade Center. Today's National Pistachio Day. They've been around forever, thousands of years. It originated in the Middle East. They were first planted in California less than 100 years ago. And now it's a huge crop. It's a huge cash crop. A green nut. Who would have thought? But man, pistachios are so good. Pistachio gelato. Just makes my...
Why are you saying it like that? It's pistachio, isn't it?
Pistachio.
Wow. Pistachio? I don't know.
Pistachio. I say pistachio. Let's have some pudding or pancakes or something. It's all good.
Yeah,
I
do love some
pistachio.
You just sound Italian, I guess. I don't know. I just didn't know you were so cultured.
So sophisticated.
Yeah.
I'm confused is what I am. Today's Levi Strauss Day. This is a clothing man in New York City who moved to California during the gold rush, set up shop in San Francisco, imported clothing from New York City for many years, but they eventually made and patented these denim jeans that have become the standard even today. Levi Strauss. One of the innovations The denim was super resilient, and you know it lasts forever. But another one of the renovations were these metal rivets that they put in key places, in those key places where the seams come together. You know, so in the hips and pockets. We all know the metal rivets. Originally, in the Levi Strauss jeans, there was a rivet in the crotch, right where all those pieces come together, and that didn't last very long. People started to complain. They'd squat over a fire and burn themselves in rather sensitive areas. So
jeez.
Levi Strauss took the rivet out of the crotch. So
good for
not
Levi.
Only did they invent something valuable, but they were showed their ability to learn and move on.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Yeah. Levi Strauss, 501s. And a million other things, too. But birthdays today, singer Johnny Cash was born on this day in 1932. He died in 2003. Actor Chris Pine, he's 44 years old today. Buffalo Bill Cody was born on February 26, 1846. Of course, his Wild West shows were a big hit across the country in the late 1800s. Singer Michael Bolton is 71 years old today. You know, I've kind of enjoyed the last little while having names of people that I just like to say their name. Mm-hmm. So I had to look today, and I just about didn't do it, but then I saw one. There's a Brazilian soccer superstar by the name of Pepe, I don't know, someone who names themselves and goes by the name Pepe with a straight face is worthy of honor and emulation. So happy birthday to Pepe. Happy birthday locally to Oakley Garcher, Rochelle Holly, Marsha Hogue, and Nicole Dennis. Of course, we had weekend birthdays for Arlen Borgen on Friday and yesterday for Rhett Mon, Jennifer Acox, Cooper Nielsen, and Spencer Frost. Happy birthday. If you want to give a birthday shout out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks. Hope you all had a nice birthday weekend or enjoying a good birthday today. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the morning show. We'll send you next to the on-air job fair and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nurses. nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrand role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Diné Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. It was a good weekend for lots of our local basketball teams. In Colorado, the Nucla and Mancos boys won divisional championships, as did the Dove Creek and Mancos girls. The Montezuma Cortez girls finished second in their divisional tourney, and the Panther boys took third. Regional tournaments begin for those teams on Friday. In Utah, the Monticello boys won their 1A state play-in game against Dugway, so they'll join the Green River and White Horse boys and the Monument Valley White Horse and Monticello girls, who are already in. That tournament begins on Wednesday at the Sevier Valley Center in Ridgefield, and we'll feature complete coverage for those teams. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in the Red Rock studio. Hey, just one other item for you, for folks out there. There's going to be a send-off for the White Horse High School basketball teams. They're planning that at noon on Tuesday, heading out from White Horse High School, with the community encouraged to be south of the highway and school students on the sidewalk. So, again, yeah, we're getting ready for that state tournament. Like we say, coming up here in just a couple days. Should be a lot of fun here on Red Rock 92. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, and let's take a look at the regional sports report. Looking in the over the weekend, the Phoenix Suns in action over the weekend. They were defeated by the Houston Rockets on Friday, but they got a win over the Lakers yesterday, 123-113. Also, other regional teams, the Denver Nuggets, they beat the Portland Trailblazers on Friday, 127-112, and the Golden State Warriors, 119-103 on Sunday. Finally, taking a look at the Utah Jazz, they also played on Sunday, beat the San Antonio Spurs 128-109. All three regional teams are off tonight, and that'll do it for the regional sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. And once again, we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.